Hello, this is the Thames Room in London. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Can you hear us? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes,
six.
I can hear. Good morning. This is Mary from Nigeria.
Okay, Mary, good morning. This is I'm in London, the Thames Room. I'm the technician for testing the audio.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so you can hear me okay.
I can hear you.
If you could just
mute... This is the operator. I can hear both lines perfectly well.
Great. If you could just mute your microphone if you're not speaking, that would be great. This is Cross Community WG on the use of country and territory names as TLDs from 8 to 9 a.m. UTC plus 1 in Thames Suite.
Let me check. Paul, are you there? Yeah.
You talking with Mary? Is that her?
think that's good. Yeah.
You want to open it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us in this early meeting here of the Cross-Community Working Group on the use of country and territory names as TLDs. My name is Heather Forrest. I am a member of the GNSO. I'm a member of the IPC and a co-chair of this group. And I'm pleased to introduce,
I'm Lisa. Lisa Forefront.dk.
Who joins me as a co-chair, and Ching Chow as well joins as a co-chair. And Paul, can you hear us? Paul Sindler.
I believe he can hear you, but he's not actually dialed in yet.
Understood. Paul, when you can hear us, please.
As of now, all we have is Mary dialed in.
Okay.
Thank you. Paul, when you're able to, please, by all means, feel free to interrupt and introduce yourself. And we're supported by very capable Bart Boswinkel. Bart, I'm happy to turn it over to you to set out how we proceed this morning, if you'd like.
Maybe.
Sorry,
just a minute, please. Yeah. First, the agenda for today. I've sent it out to the working group, I think, late last week. It's first of all the overview of the deliverables, then developing the work plan and next meetings. It's quite a loaded, as you will see, it's quite a loaded agenda. So first I want to share with you, say, this mind map around the deliverables. And this is based on the charter of the working group. So that's objective 1, 2, 3, and the reporting that is also a part of the charter. What I've called process management is something that the working group now needs to decide, or not now, but needs to think of how it wants to conduct its business over the next, say, from now until the Los Angeles meeting, so we can revisit it again in the Los Angeles meeting. And this is more dependent, say, and that's a nice thing, is depending a little bit on the objective we are talking about. So moving into the objective itself, according to the charter, the objective one is the review of, in fact, the material of the study group. That's more or less the core of it. So that's a review of the current policies. In the final report of the study group, you will find a list of policies and potential policies, because it includes the IDM PDP, which is not being adopted by the board. There's nothing to do with the board, it's for another reason. The second element from the study group of at the time is the typology of country and territory names. Again, it's probably a good thing to review that one, because that, based on that typology, you will see whether there are issues if you run them through the different policies. So it's more a review, to check whether the issues identified by the study group at the time, and given the changing landscape we're in, are still valid. And my suggestion would be, and that will give us ample work to do, is to report back to the community, so, and to the participating SOs and ACs on the findings. Because based on these findings, we get into objective number two, the feasibility of a framework. And that's something probably is the hardest part of the whole exercise. If we can achieve this in London during a face-to-face meeting, or in Los Angeles at the face-to-face meeting, that will be great, because this is probably need in-depth discussion of the issues identified by the study group and whether there is a common ground there to resolve them. And if so, then you have, I think, then you can talk about the feasibility of a framework. And then if there is, if it's feasible, so therefore a positive answer on it, then we should start working on the feasibility or to develop such a framework. So that's objective three. Say whether we reach that one is dependent on objective two, and so we could start with objective one. Part of it, and Heather and I were just talking about it, is the reporting. The suggestion is that say the co-chairs of this working group will prepare a structure for reporting and send it to the working group, so we have something to work from as a working group on the reporting itself. Otherwise, we go, we'll have an issue with developing on the fly at a conference call, and that's a waste of everybody's time. So that's a high-level overview of, say, I would say, the objectives and how they relate to the work plan. So I don't know, Heather, whether we want to discuss some of the process management issues and then look into the furthermore into the objective one, what we expect everybody to do for the next conference call. Or the other way around, first what we expect, say, the review, etc., and then go into what is needed in order to reach the LA meeting with a understanding that we'll be able to report. So it's more up to you.
Bart, thank you. I think it makes sense to begin with the process management and with a few questions in terms of our membership, just so we can understand. Bart and I have come from the study group, and there are a number of new faces in the room, and that leads me to think it would be nice to know, do we have a membership list? Do we know how many we're constituted of?
Yes, in principle we have one, but we can share it. It's on the working group webpage. So again, and this is the nice thing about having cross-community working groups, people from GNSO and at large are very used to working on the wiki, while people from the CCNSO do not use wikis at all. So this is a matter of management of information sharing. The list of members is available on the website of the CCNSO, so that's ccnso.icann.org, and this is where you can see working groups, and this working group has its own page.
Thank you, Bart. I think that's important in a sense that one of the things that we've tried to do, and this should have been perhaps laid out in the beginning, we have had two calls in relation to this prior to London. One call really dealing with the chairs so that we understood really what was happening and how we took this forward from the study group. And one more preparing for London, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I suppose that preparing for London also included a summary of the study group report. And I think I can't emphasize this point more, really. It's imperative that working group members read the study group report. The study group was faced with significant challenge in terms of we were a diverse group. We came with no set outcome, so to speak. We were not asked a leading question. The mandate was quite clear, but also quite open. Go out and find current policy affecting country and territory names, of course, is a first step, and this is the typology that Bart refers to. The first step is to determine what is a country name, and I can assure you there was significant discussion around what a country name is. And Bart, my question then, in terms of this objective one review of the typology, I would like to draw a line under the word review and say this is review. We really are not in a position to rewrite. It's not within our scope to rewrite the topology. Can you confirm that?
Yes, that's my understanding as well. But yeah, a bit of flexibility is what do you do if you review it and you find some holes and loopholes? Yeah. Yeah. It's in principle, and that was in the mandate of this working group, the study group report is the starting point for the further discussion. But in order to ensure that it is the correct, because some time has passed since that, we need to check whether everything is still up to date. That's how I would qualify the review.
Thank you, Bart. With that in mind, I suppose it does make sense if you agree to continue in the discussion of process management. I think one of the things that the co-chairs have discussed up to now is we would like to have a very clear plan as to how we go about progressing. Let's say that this isn't done on an ad hoc basis, that it's not, you know, a week before LA we all realize we haven't done anything and or we've had a few ad hoc phone calls. We have now, and I meant to pull up the calendar here, we're the 26th of June. We've got until mid-October, which tells me we have, what, July, August, September. We have 3.5 months, roughly, to get work done. That suggests to me that we might be able to get away with perhaps every monthly call and or 3 weeks maybe at the end if we need it, just an additional one before LA. Do you agree, Bart?
Yes, and as we have some CCTLDs from the Northern Hemisphere, I would say July and August is going to be very hard, maybe, but that's a matter of sending out doodle polls and see. I would say end of July, say mid-July until mid-August, these are really dead months in the Northern Hemisphere, at least in Europe. So starting today, that would mean either we have a first call reviewing the current policies before the mid-July break, and then revisit the typology somewhere end of August. Yeah. And then by, I would say, somewhere in September, mid-September, a first call on the reporting, and then the early week, the first week of October, a final call on the reporting, so that's available for the community. At least the conclusions from this final, from the study group, are supported by the working group itself as well, or where that it needs a little bit of tweaking. And then we very much in line with say what we just discussed, that the Los Angeles meeting is a very good opportunity to start thinking about the feasibility of a framework and initiate that discussion at the face-to-face meeting. Yeah. Sorry? Okay. Paul, go ahead.
I just wish to offer my apologies for the difficulties that I had dialing into this and hearing my own voice in the background. That's with a delay, but look, I agree with everything that's been discussed so far. I think that the point that I would stress is the need for what Heather's said about developing a work plan that's consistent, that we know we can expect. It's predictable, and I'm sorry, I'm distracted again by my own voice in the background, but having something that can be established and something that we can work through over the next few months. I acknowledge Bart's point about July and August being lost months in Europe, but I believe that setting up a framework would probably be something that we can reasonably achieve before Los Angeles.
Setting up the framework itself, you mean, Paul? Or you mean the framework for a work plan?
The framework for the work plan, Bart.
Okay. And welcome.
Unless you'd like to skip to objective 3 now, in which case, go for it.
Benign dictatorship, it's called, I believe. I fully agree. But the way we looked at it, right now is it means that the first job really is starting with the review of the current policies, and that's the homework for everybody on this working group to start really looking at the final report of the study group itself. So at the first call, there will be, say, a discussion. We need a discussion around the review of the current policies. And if I recall, the study group tried to map or tried to include all policies relating to TLDs. The only thing is whether they're the latest is the first check, and then we need to quickly run through whether the summaries of these policies, because they're very extensive, is still applicable as well. Once we've done that, I think we can sign off on the first one. And this is more a matter of homework of the working group members than anything else. But so what I could do as support staff is put this in as a first deliverable of the working group, that by the end of the first call we have, say, by mid July, that everybody has reviewed it, and then we check it, and then that is done. And say subsequently for the typology, because that's more difficult, and typology and the issues identified, I would say, somewhere by the end of August. And then that running through that again gives you ample time. We will send out reminders that you have to do it, etc. And then I think in this manner we have a nice way forward. In the meantime, say the co-chairs could think through and have a discussion about and propose a way of reporting the findings on these two objectives to the community and to the participating SOs. And it doesn't need to be a full report of, it could be just fairly simple, a two or three pager, say we've done this, and these are the findings to date, and reaffirming all, et cetera, the documentation from the study group.
But if I may, it's Paul here again.
Go ahead, Paul.
I just wanted to reiterate what Bart said there, and I apologise because there are certain members of this working group that have been part of the study group previously, and they've heard me describe the outcomes and the deliverables and the findings of the study group on many occasions. If there is a need, I'm very happy to, on a subsequent call, to work through all of that again. So should people read through the final report, if they have questions about the reasoning, the process, whatever we went through to achieve the final report, I'd be happy to brief on that again.
Paul, may I make another suggestion? Is we got an email list of this working group, and we can use it as an archive. If people say, knowing what will happen for the next call and starting to work on it, if they have any questions relating to, say, at least as the first part of Objective 1, the current policies, or have some additional comments, etc., that they will send it to the email list, and then we use that opportunity on the first call to go through it. And so I will keep an archive of all these questions in a week before that call. So that's already in 2 weeks, by the way, something. That so over the next 2 weeks, you send questions, if any, to the working group list, and then based on that one, we have more of an we can use that to discuss them and check in the final report itself whether it's a matter of interpretation or difference in interpretation, or that we need to readjust something. What do you think of that method, Paul?
You've just made my life easier, Bob. I can't help but agree.
No, it's time that we change the role. It's otherwise we say at the last meeting or the first meeting in Singapore, you did the presentation as well. The presentations are available from the past on the website of the webpage of the study group itself. So, and that's under former working groups on the ICANN website, or on the CCNSO website. So if people really want to understand, have a different perspective on how it's written, they can go back to the study group material.
This is Heather. Just a quick question, Bart, and I confess I haven't looked. Do we have I suspect we don't have the drafts on the, because we did have a draft report and then we had a final report, and there were a few changes, and I'm thinking specifically, Paul, you and I had some discussion around a few points, some of which went into the report and some of which didn't. There was a bit of tweaking of the draft, and that goes some way to explaining the thinking process, let's say, and some of the issues. Because I do think, Paul, I agree 100% with Bart that it's not the time to have you trot out your summary again. I think the understanding should be, if you're on the working group, that you work through that study group report yourself. But what isn't necessarily captured in the final report is necessarily some of the discussion around issues, some of the things where we did have some robust discussion or transcripts. Do we have, I'm not suggesting that everyone bore themselves by reading all of the transcripts, but perhaps the transcript on the final report.
Let me have a, somebody dropped off. Let me check. I can tell you in a minute what we have on the, okay. Excuse me. We have a progress report. So the only document that's posted, the presentations are there, one of the presentations. There are transcripts of all the meetings of this working group. So starting from the conference call on the 11th of May 2011 until the 11th of April 2013. The documents available are the final report and a progress report, and I can dig up.
The draft is here.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Then even better. Yeah, draft final report, yes. And there is a public comment forum as well, a link to it. Yeah. The basic material is available under the, what I'll do is, and that is for your convenience, I will send you a link to the web page of the study group itself. That makes it easier if you're not familiar with the CCNSO website.
Quick question, Bart, and this is, I'm not at all trying to bang any sort of drum here. We are a cross-community working group, and yet we're on the CCNSO web page. Is that standard practice, or is that we just carrying over because of the study group with CCNSO?
It's more or less. It is a bit of a standard practice.
Okay.
The reason is, say again, the CC members, as I said, are very used of using the web pages and not used to using the wikis. This working group has a wiki, but that's maintained by the GNSO staff. The reason why we put it on, if you would look to the other cross community working group on the cross community working group square, I think it's now the abbreviation. That has its own web page on the CCNSO site as well, but the wiki is run by the GNSO staff. So this is more, it's easier for staff support to do it this way. Let me rephrase it. So maybe it's a good idea that at the end of this meeting, so as soon as possible, I will write up, make this objective one and put a bit of a timeline around it, so everybody knows when and what is expected. And we will send out a doodle poll early next week when everybody's back home for the first call and probably for the second call as well by the end of August.
Can I follow up with that and say I'm very conscious that we want to progress this. It's a difficult issue. It's challenging, but we do want to make progress. And I would feel quite disappointed and sorry to be assisting as a chair. It's sort of a not on my watch that we just sort of kick the can down the road and don't do anything. I would like to have maybe on the record and agree today that we try and achieve objective one before or by LA, I suppose, that we're in a position to start doing the substantive work, so to speak, with objective two come LA.
Yeah.
I think it's achievable. I think the study group report is very well written, much thanks to Paul. It captures quite a bit of the dialogue and the discussion that we had within the study group and the differing views to the extent that those arose and the challenges that the study group faced in reaching decisions, particularly around the topology. But I do think that that's achievable, and I think in terms of the reporting, just to clarify again, that the co-chairs, the four co-chairs will discuss and have locked down by LA an understanding of how we'll do the reporting, how, when, how frequently, and this sort of thing, so that we go forward from LA with a clear plan as to what we're doing.
Yeah, and I would say, even suggest that the co-chairs would do this, say, maybe present this to the working group by the end of August, because it already is the reporting on objective one that needs to be done anyway, and that should be feasible to do for the Los Angeles one. Objective one, the review, should be completed by Los Angeles. That's my thinking. And so the reporting is more on and the discussion among the co-chairs and presenting this to the working group members is probably due, and maybe that's a good thing, and to pick up in the work plan as well, is due by the end of August. Because that gives us some time to one or two calls as co-chairs in preparation of the meeting, how we want to progress on the reporting and propose it to the working group members. If everybody's agreeing with this, I'll include it as such in the in the work plan itself.
May I also make a personal entreaty? I'm looking at the working group member list, and it's very clear that we have a small fraction of working group members in the room today, and only two people on the phone. This is something. This is a problem that arose in the study group. I think we need to go home and encourage our colleagues to attend the meeting. This is an issue that is fraught with all sorts of angst, and I do not want to get to the end and people say, hey, wait a minute, how did you get to that conclusion? And let's dig it apart, and let's pull it apart, and I didn't have my say. This is a cross-community working group. There was no restriction on who could attend the meeting, who could join the group, none that I'm aware of. We need participation. We cannot get to the end of this difficult road and have folks hold up their hand and say, I don't know how we got here. We need to do this over again. We don't like the conclusions, this, that, and the other. So please go back to your SO and AC and drag your colleagues along. I think this is an important thing.
Yeah, Annabeth.
Annabeth Lange, .no. One of the things that was said in the other group, I'm attending the cross community for the new framework for working together, was exactly that you should, in a way, also confirm your non-participation. So if you go in, you will try to do whatever you can, and you can't come afterwards and say that I didn't know. So I think that is a very valid point. So if you don't participate, it's your own fault, and you can't come afterwards and say that, oh, I didn't know. So, but I think that you should really, when you send out this, really encourage people to do the utmost to, if they can't participate in a teleconference, because that can often be a practical thing, at least they can send something, read the transcript, send in their comments afterwards, and do what they can to be enlightened.
Yeah, just for say for your colleagues, I know there are competing working groups, and as you just noted, this is a bit of an ungodly hour after the gala. So, but it what it also shows that say, and this is more for say our the staff, is that we need to find a alternative time. And I know there is one major competing working group, at least from CCNSO, and that's a joint working group as well, starting at 9. And I normally we would try to do to be on Sunday, but then you have the GNSO days. So it's a bit of trade-off, and for the CC, so you understand a bit of the... So that's one of the... Yeah. Unfortunate things of a cross-community working group, especially this one with Atlas 2 as well, is CCNSO has its full meeting days on Tuesday and Wednesday, so they're 2 days. Where Monday is a bit tricky because you got the opening ceremony and there is Tech Day, and a lot of people from the CC side do want to attend Tech Day. So that leaves effectively only Sunday, which is, again, a bit of a hassle for the GNSO, and Thursday. Yeah.
Bart, could I propose perhaps Sunday? We did end in the GNSO relatively early on the Sunday and split up into working groups and this sort of thing. Yeah. Perhaps Sunday afternoon would be helpful.
Yeah, and I think... go ahead.
By the way,
where is it?
Do you have
We have. Yeah, but it doesn't show there. Do you have it on your... Okay, can you read the question, Christina?
Bart? Do we have any numbers at all? How many people registered for this group? How many people have sent apologies? How many people didn't send apologies but still didn't show up?
How many people we got? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We got 15 people. Oh, this is the wrong one. as far as I know, say, we got Paul and Mary. Mary sent before, and I haven't seen any other apologies on the email list itself, nor have I received one for this one. I don't know. On record, that was...
We're roughly
38.
I'm sorry?
38
members.
Yeah.
And how many do we have here?
You can count as fast as I can.
20 maybe?
20, no, I think. 15.
12.
Yeah.
12?
Yeah. And 10 signed up, plus 2 or 3 on the call. Yeah.
I see that it's only one person from the GAC,
yeah.
And this is actually a very important thing for the GAC.
Yes.
So we must avoid that they are not participating, and then afterwards we will have problems.
Yes.
Okay. So I think we should try to say to them that please send some more people, at least one or two that's active participate.
Yes, I fully agree, but I wonder whether it's, say we've invited them two or three times as a GAC. We wanted to have it on the GAC agenda, but there was no interest, say, from the GAC members in that sense. At least we have one. I think you all have personal contacts to GAC members and use that as an alternative means. They can say it doesn't imply that they support it or whatsoever, but at least we need to have the government's views in the discussions as well. That's far more important than, because the end report is the end report of the working group and not of one of the SOs and ACs. It has to go back to the SOs and ACs. So that's the protection. If you can engage with a GAC member or who you think is interested, and even if as an observer want to attend these meetings. Yeah. So that's probably an easier way than sending out a letter again to the GAC, because that will not work.
Yeah. The question is the review's concrete deliverable for end of August? A collation by the chairs of working group members, comments on apologies and topology, or something else?
I don't understand the question.
And there's a follow-up comment. Clarity will lead to more effective outcomes. Let me read the question again. Is the review's concrete deliverable for end of August a collation by the chairs of working group members, comments on apologies and topology, or something else? If I can try, perhaps I'll take a stab at answering the question. I think I would say tentatively no, if I understand the question correctly. What we are trying to do for end of August is that the chairs will propose the framework for reporting how SOs and ACs go back and feed in, how we feed back information to the SOs and ACs, and how that information comes back to this working group. Good, I have a co-chair nodding. That's good. But this group, in terms of review, this group, all members, the task for all members is to, by mid-July, review the study group's report, which is on the link that Bart has, or that has been posted here, staff has posted here. Review the report. If you have questions, raise questions on the list. If you're not sure how the study group came to a particular view, if you have questions around why the study group came to a particular view, how a particular conclusion was reached, review that report. The report really is in two substantive parts. I mean, there's a contextual background that is very, very important to understand. But there's this typology, which is the notion of what is a geographic name, or excuse me, what is a wow, that's a much bigger question. What is a country and territory name? Have an understanding of that. We can canvass that. That was the question I raised to Bart at the start of the meeting, to the extent that you have questions or concerns around the topology. And then this notion of current policy. That was the working group or the study group's objective. That was the mandate, was identify current policy, not analyze, not discuss, not pick apart, but simply identify. So the study group is very much a framework, a platform for this group, I suppose. And we need to make sure that that list of policy is up to date before we progress. So two things then. One, topology, do you understand it? Do you have questions about it? Are there holes? Are there gaps? We can discuss that. Two, what are the current policies? Do we need to bring anything up to date? We're not too far now from when the study group finished, but it'd be good to have that discussion. It needs to be an item in the agenda that we've discussed that. We know we've moved on. We know we don't have any board signed off policy since then, but we need to have that clear in everyone's mind. Yeah?
And I think, say, for the July call, because it's so close, review the list of current policies, so that is part of reading it, so we can sign off on that topic. So we've reviewed as a working group the current list of current policies. It's still valid, and that's the first check and the first deliverable or sub-deliverable of this working group. And then we go into the typology, review it, and that's for the end of August, and do that as a check of, and then we report back, say, we've reviewed it, we've understood it, and then we go into the face-to-face meeting.
If anyone has questions, I think now is a good time to ask. I don't have anything else to say from my position. Good, we have another question.
Good morning. My name is Yavi. I'm not part of this group, but I'm a GSC team member from Africa. And when I saw this topic on our agenda, I think it's very interesting because with the new GTLG program, people, some countries in Africa, they started asking, can we have our country name as a TLD? So I know that the answer technically now is no. So I have just two questions. Is this report from the study group available for the public? If yes, is it available in other languages? Because in Africa, we are dealing with some Francophone people. Just a question, because I think if there are some ICANN documents that require long-term, like many months or a year, comment feedback from people, maybe that report can be in some other languages in case this report can be available or the comment period is requiring like a year or many months, so we can get many participation. So my second question is, can an individual from the community at this stage send a feedback, because I understand it's a cross-community working group, many SOACs, but if you have people in general from the ICANN community, is there a way at this stage for them to send feedback to the working group? And then the last question, also I don't know if there is an answer from the study group now regarding a time frame when country names can be TLD, if there is something from the study group, because or if they have to wait for the next round. Thank you.
Let's start with the last.
Procedural?
Yeah. The last one is an interesting one, because as a result of the study group, they had two recommendations, the study group. One was to create this cross-community working group, and the second recommendation was to send a letter to the ICANN board to extend the current rule. It hasn't happened yet because we want to have the working group up and running, but to extend the current rule under the applicant guidebook that all country and territory names are excluded as TLDs or new GTLDs. It hasn't happened, but they are excluded at least for the first round.
Yes, and the discussion, to be clear, the discussion within the study group was that until further issues were resolved, it was really pending the study group, that the study group needed to convene, and then it would be charged with revisiting this issue. So it was really just a holding pattern. I wouldn't like to say, let's say, your question, and forgive my analytical approach to it, presumes that at some point country and territory names will be available. I think we need to be very clear. We go into this study group without a predetermined outcome. Yeah. We're here to discuss this, and that's one of the questions, granted the main question that would be considered by the study group. Right.
Going back to the availability of the material, the report of the study group is online, so it's not translated. But if need be, and that's helpful, and that's one of the reasons why it's not translated, is although it's a in principle a CCTLD report, CCNSO report, we found that some of the translation tools available give a reasonable idea of the content. And I don't know whether it's you need to do or whether it's feasible with PDF. Otherwise, I can send you a Word version of the document, and that's and that is machine translatable, and that should help to have to give you a broad idea of the content, and that's what people most of the time need. They don't need an because this is just an advice and nothing else.
Let me raise a question. On the website, we see following. The scope of the working group is limited to, first point and second point, the use of country and territory names as top-level domains.
Yeah.
Can you describe more what it means? So the scope is limited to use the country and territory names as top-level domain. So yeah. It's a statement.
Yes, to make it very clear, this working group will not go into the question, for example, that's under discussion right now, can a two-letter code, so that's in principle all letter codes on the ISO 3166, be used as second level? That's outside its scope. We're only talking about top-level domains. We're not talking about second-level domains or third-level domains, only top-level domains, only what is in the remit of ICANN.
So the second sentence is only means that. Not
yeah. yeah.
But, okay.
Mind the word only. Any other questions? So to recap, there will be a doodle poll for mid-July and end of August. That's the first one. You are expected to read the study group's final report focusing on the current policies and check whether they, in your opinion, are still valid, yes or no. And that's the good thing is that we do have people from the GNSO and the CCNSO there because these are the valid policies. If there are any questions relating to the review of the current policies, please post them online. And this should be doable by mid-July because not very much has changed since that time. But it's now up to the working group to do this. If everybody's comfortable with it, we can sign off on it. The co-chairs will start thinking and preparing a structure for reporting that will be up for discussion by the end of August. So and shared with you. And I think that's about it. Yeah.
Just one last question. You talked about that letter that should be sent to ICANN.
Yeah.
About the final report. Will you do that? The co-chairs do that? And when?
No, this is nothing to do with this working group. This is something to do from the CCNSO Council.
And it needs they to will be doing, yeah.
Yeah. This is nothing to do with this working group. That is one of the recommendations of the study group. The council adopted. But we needed to have this working group up and running before we could send out that letter. Otherwise, it would be, yeah. Any other questions? Does anybody raise his hand in the Adobe? Okay. If not, then...
Hello.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, this is Mary.
Hi, yes, Mary.
I followed. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. I followed the conversation. I think you should also mention the fact that, in summary, the fact that we need to encourage our members to attend the meetings.
Yes.
And if it is possible to do reconfirmation that people are really ready and have the time and the opportunity to attend this meeting, and since it, then we should also encourage them and also to encourage our guard members. I think those of us that have a relationship with them should
do it, yeah. We do, and I will not repeat what Mary said, but I think we all agree to do it as a rule of this, internal rule of working of this working group. Do you want to close it?
Very happy to close the meeting. Thank you very much, Bart. We benefit tremendously from your support. This is not, let's acknowledge, light support. This is very devoted and knowledgeable support. So I'm very, very grateful for that. We all are, Bart. So thank you very much. I assume there are no further questions, not seeing any. Thank you very much. Again, may I reiterate, please make sure, go back to your SOs and ACs and make sure that we have attendance in this. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you, Bart.
Bye, Paul. Bye, Mary.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello? Hello? The meeting ended?